KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
Oh, dear friend and brother Slave Vlasenov joins us in studio. Slave, I mean that when I say, you know, it's easy to say, I know you're a brother in Christ, but it's like seeing a brother come visit, and we are blessed to have you in studio.
I'm always filled with joy when I came in Albuquerque, when I come in Albuquerque, and when I have the opportunity to spend time with you, Brother Steve.
Yeah. Well, listen, for those who don't know Slave Vlasenov, he and his family have been serving in Macedonia, Croatia, the Balkans, essentially. I mean, you know, you and I were talking off the air. We mentioned Macedonia and Croatia. That's our main focus. But so much of the work being done in that area. And Slave, again, for those not as familiar with the ministry that you've done there for years, if you could walk them through the beginnings of the ministry there and the things you've done with church and TV and videos, and you've been a busy guy.
Since the year of 1998, we have been able to plant church in Vukovar. It was a war-torn city, which has been totally destroyed in the former Yugoslavian war. The Lord has been able to give us joy to see how people are coming to the Lord and how God has been rebuilding lives in Vukovar. And then we have been planting other churches in Croatia. In the year 2006, we moved to Macedonia. I am born in Macedonia. I'm originally from Macedonia, and then we planted a church in the small town of Strumica. Then we built a basketball team, which in that time had about 800 kids in the basketball school, with a senior team, professionals that were playing on the national level.
Yeah.
You remember that?
And I know there's great basketball in your area of the world.
We used to have athletes in actions, people coming and playing for our team. Now the church is focused only on preaching the gospel, and as well, we have been able to do businesses mission.
Yeah,
we have businesses that are created, employing people, putting products. We create vases. 2013, I make one vase, and after that, the Lord blessed, and we have made and sold a couple of million vases so far.
Wow, so that's a way to support the ministry. Most Americans, most of those probably listening here, Slave, they've never been to Eastern Europe or Macedonia or Croatia, and can't imagine the culture. One of the questions that comes to mind, I know for me and for others listening, how free are you to pursue the ministry where you are?
There is a freedom now.
Yeah.
There is a freedom. During the time of former Yugoslavia, in Tito's time, Yugoslavia had soft communism. As long as you don't touch the main guy, nobody will touch you. But Bulgaria and Romania and the others, that was Russian communism.
Okay.
We kind of have been spared from that difficult time. Even though I was, as a child, when I was attending a church, the teachers will come and says, don't do this anymore. But there was not persecution in a way to put you in a prison. They will just talk to you to not do that. And former Yugoslavia has been falling apart in the 90s, the end of the 20th century. It was a bloody war. But out of this tragedy, God has been able to create many beautiful churches. And I believe that if anyone is listening to us and you, my friend, are going through tragedy, God is able to turn that tragedy into something greater for you and your family.
Yeah.
So you could get to know the Master of Life who have created you for one purpose, so that he could build a relationship between you and him. And one day you are going to see with your own eyes how much he loved you.
Amen. Turn that mourning into dancing, essentially, through the love of Jesus Christ.
I said to the students yesterday, the 20th century in the 20th century, there have been born two women, significant, remarkable lives. One was born in Great Britain, the other was born in Skopje, in Macedonia.
Okay. Can I guess one?
Yeah.
Margaret Thatcher?
No.
Oh, okay. I missed. Ministry-oriented from Great Britain?
Princess Diana.
Oh, yes. Okay.
And yes. Mother Teresa.
Yes.
Mother Teresa was born in Macedonia, in Skopje, in a small, poor family.
Yeah.
Diana was born in Great Britain.
Yeah.
But when Diana died, she lived her life not under the covenant of the Lord. She was maybe a good person, but without a relationship with Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
But when she died, I remember the whole world was mourning for the
death. That's true.
How big was the loss.
Mm-hmm.
But that same year died another woman who lived under the covenant of Jesus Christ. And when she died, the world was celebrating a life that was not lost.
Yeah.
And I want to share with you who are listening this message. If you live for Jesus, your life is going to be celebration. And you will do investment for you and your family and for your country that even you are not able to understand now. But if you live for yourself, chasing the pursuit of riches for this world.
Yeah.
One day you'll be weeping because it's going to be a great sorrow. And Mother Teresa lived for him, who is the author of life. What a beautiful story.
Yeah, investing in heaven throughout her life, where at the Bema seat, she could have then jewels to lay at the feet of our Lord. So much appreciate your insight, Slave. For those that are listening, and we already mentioned, Slave, people may not have ever been to Eastern Europe. Well, they have an opportunity to do that.
Yeah, and that's why we do this broadcast now. I just want to place an open invitation to those that feel a call for mission, and they would like to move on a mission on the mission field. They could come and live in Croatia or Macedonia. Work with us. Serve Jesus. We are not building a ministry. If you come and you would like to build a ministry, don't come to our church. We are building relationships.
Yeah.
A relationship between Jesus and you, between Jesus and me. And out of these relationships, God is building ministry, which is called the Kingdom of God. And that's why we could do a short trip, mission trips.
Yeah.
Or you could move on for the next couple of years or for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
And work with us so we could do one day as Viktor Frankl said. Viktor Frankl lost entire family in the concentration camp. His mom was killed, his brothers, his pregnant wife was killed. He basically lost everyone. And when he left the concentration camp, he said this: "You have taken everything from me, my books and my family. But until there is why, always will be how to move forward." Maybe you feel that you are confused, but always there will be how to move forward with Jesus. And your life is going to be totally rebuilt on a new scale.
Yeah, the message, and it's repeated, and I love it, because you're repeating it. Paul repeated things often because we're dumb sheep, and we need to hear it more than once. But the investment should be in things of eternal value.
Amen.
And this is opportunity to do that, whether, as Slave mentioned, short-term opportunities, maybe your church youth group or a group from your church is looking for a short-term mission. You can do that with Slave by connecting at Calvary Church Albuquerque. And let me tell you how to do that real quick. You can go to calvarynm.church and you'll see on the website missions and go to the global part of the missions. But the phone number to call the front desk here is 505-344-0880, or you can address correspondence via email to Emily. Let me spell Emily for you. Emilee.Epps, E-P-P-S, at calvaryabq.org, and let them know you heard about Slave's work being done in Europe, and you want to be part of a short-term trip, or maybe, as Slave mentioned, maybe you're at a place where I'm looking for a place to go where I can serve the Lord on a permanent basis, 1-2 years, or for the rest of my life. I don't know, as the Lord leads, right? You can do that as well and find out more again at calvarynm.church, or just call the front desk and ask for the missions department at 344-0880. Slave, the work that you continue to do there, what I do want to take time to do is give you opportunity to let the KLYT listener know about the needs of the ministry. We talked about a little bit. Some of it is just finding the workers to do the ministry, to do the work, to create these relationships and share the love of Christ with others. But specifically, how can the body of Christ in New Mexico be praying for what you're doing halfway around the globe?
Yeah, you could pray for us that we are going to have a clear discernment what to do in which time that is going to be under the leadership of Jesus. Second thing, you could pray, we are creating businesses. So some American business guys could come and join the Macedonian or Croatian business people, and they could do a partnership, or you could advise someone how to be faithful and steward to the things that God is giving to the business community. We have a business that is working in 7 countries that is supplying about 3,000 stores, and we are in the biggest chain stores in Europe.
Now, is that the vases?
We create vases, and we fill them with artificial flowers. But there are other things that could be done. So if anyone want to come, and I know that many people go to China to start a company in China to produce cheaper. Now Macedonia is much cheaper, or Croatia. So you could do a production which is right there for the European market. Or you could come as a business guy on a mission trip to share your experience with the businesses over there. So you could build relationships. We have learned, if we would like to make an impact on a long term, for many centuries, the church from USA was just giving money. You guys give money, we spend the money. We are in need to get more money from you.
Yeah.
But now, for the last 16 years I've been working, we decide to invest so we could create funds and move forward. So when funds are sent from United States, we don't lose them. We invest them, and we support brother in Ukraine. We support in Bulgaria. We support in Macedonia. We support in other countries. And not only that, we are giving jobs to people, because you guys have been giving us so many years humanitarian food. And after that, we were in, because we feed people that are in need, which is good.
Yeah.
But when man doesn't work, he goes in depression, then you have to give him medicine. But now we give them food in a different way. We give them jobs. They earn with their hands, and we ask them to tithe, so that we could see a real change with creating resources over there. And that's the philosophy of our ministry. Whenever funds are sent to us through Calvary, to our church, through our ministry, we have not been losing one penny. We have been multiplying at least 3 times.
Good stewardship.
Yeah.
Well, listen, if you just tuned in, we've been visiting with Slave Volosinov. He is currently living in Croatia.
Yeah.
and serving in Macedonia and other areas of the Balkans, but primarily Macedonia and Croatia. Your church group or group looking to do a short-term or long-term mission trip, connect with Calvary Church Albuquerque, 344-0880, and co-labor with the work that's being done by the Body of Christ in Europe. You could do that with Slave, and I don't want to leave Lavorka out of it. And praise report. Can we share your family praise report? You're marrying off. You're marrying off one of your boys.
Yeah, my son is getting married. We are really glad for the joy that God brings into our family because another member is joining our family that loves the Lord.
Amen. Well, that is a praise report. I always love to hear it, Slave, and appreciate you. I knew Slave was coming, but I didn't know when. And then he showed up, and he made sure to find me on the campus so we could get down together and share this update with you about the ministry. I don't want to cut you off, Slave. Is there anything else you want to share before we put a bow on our conversation?
I just want to say thank you to Calvary, and especially for the teachings that comes from this church. I was speaking a few days ago in an elderly house in Vermont. And I was speaking over there to these old people that are living there. One lady came to me and said, "We are listening to Pastor Skip through the radio, through internet, through television. And it's a great ministry that you have here. And we are so thankful for the benefit that we receive through the model which God have placed at the front of our lives so we could learn and we could fulfill what Paul said. You, Timothy, find someone that you are going to teach him, and so he is going to be able to teach." And this is basically, we have learned from you, we are applying in our lives, and we are now building in 7 other countries our ministry, teaching these values of biblical leadership that we have seen here.
Well, Slave, again, thank you for your time. I pray traveling mercies for you, and you get the rest you need. I know traveling isn't easy, but thank you for coming on, and we look forward to seeing what God does. If he tarries, we could meet him in the air anytime.
Amen.
I appreciate your time and look forward to the next time we meet. And listen, you've heard it before, here, there, or in the air, but at any time, it is a pleasure and an honor, and I'm humbled to be able to co-labor with you.
Thank you.
All right, and thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.